So basically, mine's kind of a weird story. Just a real quick rundown. My dad was poorly from when I was the age of 12. He had multiple illnesses, and my mum was the main carer, but I was kind of like the co-carer, so I'd like look after her as well. And then sadly, the day after I got, well, the day before I got contacted by Derbyshire Carers, my dad passed away in 2017. But I was still offered the support of young carers because I then unknowingly took on the role of kind of being the adult in the house because my mum took a really, really bad decline in her mental health. And so I kind of became like the adult of the house. And in terms of how active I was, it's crazy the change. So when I was young, I was really, really active. I was doing every sport under the sun. Anything that I could do, I would do it, and I was really, really healthy. But then noticeably, as I took more upon what's trying to like through school and through like looking after my either whether it's my dad or my mum, I plonked the weight on it. Because I wasn't finding the chance to kind of do that after school clubs or go out with my friends like I always would. And I've kind of lost like the oomph when it comes to sport. So I really, really struggle with it nowadays. I would much rather sit in front of the TV and just sit and relax because I've been so busy doing everything else, whether it's driving for my mum nowadays or whatever it may be. And especially now I'm in full-time employment, I had zero time for myself. So I'm really, really lucky in the fact that I got offered a grant to put towards going to like the gym. Because I've got, well, as I've put more and more weight on, I've now got pre-diabetes and I've got something called SI joint disorder. So my pelvis doesn't line up straight, and that's from like just sitting and not looking after myself, basically. So we came up with it. Well, we had the decision that I would try swimming because that's the best for like joints. I've been twice, and I felt amazing afterwards. So it's tricky trying to fit it in and trying to find the time for it, so I have to be like really firm with no, not doing that. I need to go there. But I love it. Really, really reminded me of how much I love sports and love being active. But it's just I'm at that stage now where I need to mentally push myself to be active because I've got so complacent being lazy and just sitting and relaxing and going home and just putting the TV on and ordering a takeaway. Like it's a lot easier to do that rather than making fresh food and going to the gym. So I need to try and get into the habit of just once a week's my goal of going. It's not been successful yet, but that's my aim. At the point of which I got the grant, I was kind of in limbo of being unemployed. So I was really struggling with money. So obviously I wasn't doing anything because I couldn't afford to. And yes, it's free to go and walk and everything, but with the weather, you don't really want to go out. And I don't really have anyone around me who's quite active. Sadly, it is me kind of on this journey on my own, so per se. So yeah, it helped massively because no, it's kind of like one thing less to worry about. And even though I'm in full-time job now, that money's in a separate account because like that is just for swimming. Like I'm not touching it. That is for me because then I've got no excuse. Well, less of an excuse. I'm very much a guilty person. I feel bad for even having 5 minutes to myself because especially I'm in the position where someone's reliant on me. I feel so guilty having that 5 minutes out. But what I've noticed and what I've took from it is you can't, if you're not there yourself, if you're not looking after yourself, you can't look after someone else because they very much reciprocate how you're feeling. So if you're positive, if you're coming with a lot of energy, they see it and they feed off of it and they're like, okay, like it's just that little bit of positivity they need. So it's really important, just even if it's just 5 minutes, like you're giving that self a little bit of fuel to keep going.